The Gemara of Chavtas and Beis has a machlekes regarding Parsha Shkalim. What exactly is Parsha Shkalim? The Gemara says the Rav Amar Tzavas Bnei Yisrael. It's the Parsha of Tzavas Bnei Yisrael. It's Korban Hilach Mi LeYishai. Parsha we learn on Rosh Chodesh. Shmuel Amar Kisisa. Shmuel says it's Parsha Kisisa, like we learn for Parsha Shkalim. So the you could ask a kasha if you look in the piyut that we say for Parsha Shkalim, the piyut of we say in the Musa for Parsha Shkalim, written by Blazer Hakalir. Was a Tana according to certain shitas. So we say the following: we say Ar Panacha Alacha Adai Nisa. Hashem should be Meir Panim to us. V'Shakel Asa B'Vayis Nacham Anisa. We should be Zeicha to bring the Shekel, the Shkalim in Beis Hamikdash. U'Betzadik Hege Erech Kisisa. And in the S'chus that we read the parsha of Kisisa Ganenu B'Magen Kel Ram Anisa. Hashem should protect us. So we keep on repeating this phrase again and again. Again, we ask Hashem for certain things in the S'chus that B'tzadik Hege Erech Kisisa. In the S'chus we just learn Parshas Kisisa for Parshas Shkolim. So it's Mefurish over here in this piyut that what is the kriya that we do during Shabbos of Parshas Shkolim? It's Kisisa B'tzadik Hege Erech Kisisa. So it's Mefurish we learn Kisisa. So how could there be a machlokes about this? How could Rav say that it's not Kisisa, it's Tzavas Bnei Yisrael, if it's Mefurish in the piyut that it was Kisisa? And as I mentioned, this piyut is written by Blazer HaKalir, which according to Taisus and Chagiga was a Tana. So L'chay have a Raya and Mefurish is a Tana that the correct Kriya is Parshas Kisisa. So how could Rav argue and say that it's the Parsha of Tzavas Bnei Yisrael? This is our on Shitas Rav. So I thought that maybe it can be Miyash of this Alpiya Gvaldiki aside from the Pnei Yeshua that he says over here. The Pnei Yeshua is bothered with a different kasha. He says, how could Rav and Shmuel have a machlekes what we learn on Parsha Shkalim? Parsha Shkalim is something that happens every single year. How could people forget from year to year what the proper kriya is? Everyone should remember what we learned last year. How could you argue about such a obvious thing that happens every year? And the Pnei Yeshua says, Gvaldiki Chiddush. He wants to say that Avada, everyone agrees, both Rav and Shmuel, that on a regular year, the kriya was Kisisa. There's no machlekes about that. What is a machlekes about? What's machlekes of my Parsha Shkalim? They're arguing about a specific case. What happens if Parsha Shkalim falls out on Rosh Chodesh Adar? Rosh Chodesh Adar is Parsha Shkalim. So in such a case, you're anyways going to be laning the Parsha of Tzavas Bnei Yisrael because of Rosh Chodesh. So on that, there's a machlekes. What do you lain for Parsha Shkalim? Rav says that it's true in a regular year you lain Kisisa, but maybe now, that since you're laning Tzavas Bnei Yisrael for Rosh Chodesh anyways, maybe just use that for Parsha Shkalim as well, because it does have to do with Inyana de Shkalim, has to do with Karbanah, so maybe we could be yetzer with that, and you don't have to lain the Parsha of Kisisa. Shmuel says no. Shmuel says even on such a year, you should lain Parsha Kisisa like you do every year, and you don't change from the minig. So it comes out, Zakta Pnei Yeshua, the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is in a very unique case, a case where Rosh Chodesh Adar is Chal Lius B'Shabbos. That's when they argue, but on a regular Parsha Shkalim, everyone agrees that Yilein Kisisa. So therefore he says, it's not Shver, but he asked, how could you have a Machlekes when something happens every year? It doesn't happen every year. This is something that doesn't happen all the time. The Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, and that is when they have a Machlekes, but a regular year, everyone agrees that Yilein Kisisa. That's the beer of the Pnei Yeshua. So I'll call upon him, Lefi him. I think we can answer this kasha from the Piyut as well. The Python says that the Mitzadik Hege Erech Kisisa, he's assuming that we learn Kisisa, because on a regular year that's what you do, and everyone agrees, even Rav agrees on a regular year you learn Kisisa. It's only on a unique case, when it's Rosh Chodesh, then you would learn Tzavas Bnei Yisrael, that's what Rav meant, but on a regular year everyone agrees you learn Kisisa, and therefore there's no Raya from the Blazer HaKalir to that Machlegis. He's talking about what's done on a regular Parsha Shkalim, so maybe perhaps from this piyut of Parsha Shkalim from the Blazer HaKalir would be a smach to this Teretz of the Pnei Yeshua, that the whole Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is only on a Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalias B'Shabbos, but on a regular Parsha Shkalim, everyone agrees that the laning would be Kisisa.